So let's review. The Gemara continues with the Braisa that discusses the halachas of Ashlei Hukam HaMishkan, karbanos that were brought on the Bamas Yachad before the Mishkan was built. Hakol Ksheim Lahakrav Behema Chaya Ba'ev Zacharim and the Kavis Tamim and the Bali Mumin. All kosher animals and birds were eligible for sacrifices on the Bamas Yachad, even those that had a mum, a blemish, because the Pasuk in Parashas Noach states, Be'even Noach Mizbeach Lashem, Be'ikach Mekola Behema Atahar Mekola Oif Hatar. Noach brought on his Mizbeach karbanos from all the kosher animals and birds. However, Mechusa Eivor Aser, an animal with a missing limb is disqualified for a sacrifice even in the Bamas Yachad. As Rabbi Elazar says, Minayin Mechusa Eivor Da Aser Lebnei Noach, a non-Jew may not bring an animal with a missing limb for a sacrifice, because in Parashas Noach, the Pasuk states, Mekol Achai Mekol Basar Shnai Mekol Tabi Ala Teba Lahachi Yis Itach. Amr Tayra Havi Behema Shechayin Rashi Evarim Shala. Noach was told to bring into the table only animals whose limbs are healthy. And as Rashi explains, Al Shem Shal Yaasid Noach Lahakiv Man, because Noach would later bring karbanos from these animals. And the source for treifa that a ben Noach may not bring a treifa animal depends. According to the opinion of treifa in the Yeledis, a treifa animal cannot give birth. The source is in the words L'chaya Zera. Only animals that will give birth were brought to the table. While according to the opinion of treifa Yeledis, a treifa animal can give birth. The source is in the word Itach B'daimelach. The animals are to be like you, like Noach, who is not a treifa. The Braisa continues, V'hakol karvo oilis. Before the Mishkan was built, Jews and non-Jews brought carbon oilis on the Bamas Yachad. However, regarding carbon shlam, there is a machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi Bar Chanina. One holds karvo shlam b'nei Noach. The non-Jews also brought carbon shlam on the Bamas Yachad because the Pasuk states, V'hevel hebi gam hu b'becheres sainu mechal bein. Hevel brought a carbon of a sheep for its fats. And this must refer to a shlamim because ezehu dabe shechel b'karv l'gam mizbeach v'ein kul l'karv l'gam mizbeach. Havoyim ezeh shlam. The only carbon in the dove in which only the fats are burned is a shlam. While the other holds, like carbon shlam b'nei Noach, the non-Jews did not bring a carbon shlam on the Bamas Yachad. And according to the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim that states, B'yizbuch u'zvachim shlam l'Hashem parm, this happened after Matan Torah. And from thereafter only, the Yidden were able to bring carbon shlam on the Bamas Yachad, but not the b'nei Noach. The Gemara proceeds and asks, from a Pasuk in Parashat Yisrei, B'yikach Yisrei chesin meisha oilu b'zvachim. Oilu refers to carbon oilu, and zvachim refers to shlam. Now, according to the opinion of Karv Shlam B'nei Noach, Yisro was able to bring a Shlam as a B'nei Noach. While according to the opinion of Lai Karv Shlam B'nei Noach, we must say that it concurs with the opinion that Yisro Acha Matan Torah Hoya. Yisro came to Moshe after Matan Torah when the Yidden were able to bring a Shlam. As the Gemara elaborates, there is a Machlekes B'nei Reb Chiya Reb Yishu Ben Levi. One holds Yisro Koid Matan Torah Hoya. Yisro came to Moshe before Matan Torah, and he must hold Shlam Hekriv B'nei Noach. While the other holds Yisro Acha Matan Torah Hoya, Yisro came to Moshe after Matan Torah. And their machlekes is actually machlekes tanoim in the following pasuk: V'yishma Yisro koin midjan, mashmua shama ubav in this gayer. What event did Yisro hear about that impressed him to convert to Judaism? Rabbi Shua says, Melchamas Amalek shama. Yisro heard about the Yidden's victory against Amalek, as the previous parsha ends with the pasuk Be'yachlish Yeshua Amalek v'samli ficharv. Lezben Yaakov says, Kriyas Yamsuf shama ba. Yisro heard about the splitting of the Yamsuf. Rabbi Elazar Hamidai says, Matan Torah shama ba. Yisro heard about Matan Torah. As the Gemara relates that when Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden, Hayekayla Haylech Misayfa Oil Mad Sayfa, Chol Malchei Akam Achzasin Ra'adu Beichelei and Bamer Shira. Hashem's voice traveled to all ends of the world, and the non-Jewish kings began to tremble and sang praises to Hashem, while the others were afraid that this might be another Mabel until Bilam reassured them that Chem De Teiva Yeshle Bebeis Genazav Shaisi Genuza Etzlei Tov Tov Kof Ayin Dalad Dairiz Koyim Shenivra Ha'aylam Ubikish Litna Levanav. Hashem gave to the Yidden his most prized possession, the Torah, which was hidden away for 974 generations before creation. And accordingly, we must say that he holds Yisro Acha Matan Torah Hoya. While according to the other two opinions, perhaps Yisro Koyin Matan Torah Hoya. The Braisa concludes, V'nachar Mizman Hazeh Rishoyim Lasses Kein. In today's times, there is an Isra Bamas for the Yidden, while there is no Isra Bamas for the non-Jews, and they are permitted to bring their sacrifice on the Bamas Yachad, because the parasha of Shechut Echutz begins with Daber, Vel b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael mitzubin ha-shchut echutz, v'ein ha'ak mitzubin ha-shchut echutz. Rav Asi adds, however, osel l'sayin v'la'as ha-shlichusin. During the times of Issa Bamas, a Jew is forbidden to help a non-Jew bring a sacrifice in the Bamas Yachad. Rav says, but even so, v'la'irinu l'hushari, a Jew is permitted to give them instructions on how to bring sacrifices. As the Gemara relates, Rav gave instructions to do as follows. Zilu b'dabru trei olam migoloi. Two young non-Jews of the same age should bring the sacrifice, because as Rashi explains, shekein noy l'davar. And v'chazu heicha demaske yam asirtan. They must find a place that was originally covered by the sea and then dried up. Because the be'inan shalei neshtamish hedyu b'mizbeach. The sacrifice must be brought on the mizbeach that was never used by a common person. And b'shaklu tzivi chadati, v'afiku nur mimor chadata. They must take freshly cut pieces of wood that were never used and create a fire from new firestones upon which they burn the sacrifice for the sake of Hashem. And the Gemara explains, Rava concurs with Rabbi Elazar ben Shemu, who says, Ma mizbech shle yishtamash bo hedyut, af etzim shle yishtamash ben hedyut. Both mizbech and the wood used on the bama may not have been used by a common person. The Mishnah proceeds with the second era. Umashahukam ha-mishkan, nesru ha-bamas v'avoyde b'kahanam. After the Mishkan was built, a bamas yachad became forbidden to Yidden, and the avoyde in the Mishkan was performed by the Bnei Aaron only and not the b'chayrim. And in the Mishkan, the halachas were as follows. The kachi kachim must be eaten inside the courtyard of the Mishkan, which was considered machne shchina, and the kachim kalim b'chol machne Yisrael. As Rav Huna explains, b'chol mekoymes Yisrael. And the Gemara initially assumes that this means machne lohava. Machne Yisrael had no kedusha, and kachim kalim were permitted to be eaten everywhere, even outside machne Yisrael. The Gemara, however, cites a braisa that this was not so. K'shem she machne b'midbar, kach machne b'Yerushalayim. All the machnes that were in the midbar were also in Yerushalayim as follows. Yerushalayim laharabayis machne Yisrael. The city of Yerushalayim outside of the harabayis corresponds to machne Yisrael in the midbar. And maharabayis l'shar nikanur machne leviyah. From inside the harabayis to the entrance of the azor corresponds to machne leviyah. And mekam ve'elech machne shchina ve'hein hein kloyim sheba midbar. Inside the azor corresponds to machne shchina. Apparently machne Yisrael did have kedusha. David the Gemara says, Rav Huna meant to say b'chol mokam machne Yisrael. During all the Masai's travels, the location of the Yidden had Kedusha, and therefore Kajim Kalam did not become possible because the Pasuk states, "Benasa Oyel Moed," Ava Pisha Nasa Oyel Moedu.